from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That the Rams have already run 23 plays against that Dallas defense. Off the fake, Prescott throwing, wide open, making the catch is CeeDee Lamb.
So CeeDee Lamb is in the news. Morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Get you into the weekend on a cloudy and probably soon to be rainy Friday. Also, walking outside this morning, just
the humidity
hit
just hit
over
you in the face.
Head.
Yeah,
with the humidity, like horrendous humidity this morning. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that'll get better. Maybe we have to wait for it to rain first. I don't know.
I think that's the remnants of like a hurricane or something coming.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're supposed to get Hurricane Debbie.
Is this what Florida feels like all the time?
Pretty
just
much
humid, sticky.
I think at least in the summer, I know that's what it feels like. I mean, we get our share of humidity here as well. So yeah, it might not be the greatest day for any outdoor activities. Stay inside, play some college football. I'm getting massive FOMO for not having the college football game right now.
You're gonna get it today, aren't you? Because you can't do anything outside today. Just do it. Why not? I'm gonna peer pressure you into
what it. What are the odds I get it today? Well, I have to get the system. Like, I have the PS4.
Ooh.
You need the PlayStation 5. I was planning to get the PlayStation 5 eventually anyway, but I don't know. I was waiting more for the fall. You know, like, fall and more so the winter. You're inside more. You know, get it for that.
I'm really surprised they haven't made, like, a bundle. You know how they always do a system and a game together?
Yeah.
Like,
They are doing a bundle for the college football game and Madden.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can actually, if you're playing and you play like the Road to Glory in college football,
you can go right into the NFL.
You can export into Madden.
Interesting.
I mean, if your player is good enough, obviously. Like,
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work yet, but they said that that's going to be a feature, I think.
Well, so. And part of the reason they bundled that, by the way, is because the college football game is so popular, being gone for 10 years, that nobody would buy Madden otherwise. Like, everyone's going to be busy playing the college football game. Nobody will buy Madden if they didn't bundle it. So I'm not even that big a college football fan. And the game, I don't know that I ever owned the game 10 years ago. But
you just played it? Like,
I've played it, yeah. I've played it, and I've played a lot of Madden. I mean, it can't be that different, right?
Although, don't know. The gameplay itself
is pretty different.
It feels better. Like, it just feels more realistic, and it's,
yeah.
there's so much more attention to detail. Like, Madden's fallen off on that in the past however many years. But, like, every team is different. Every stadium's different. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but, for example, UCF, you know how you can see the rocket launches from UCF's stadium sometimes? Like, when SpaceX does a rocket launch, you can see that in real life. In the game, the announcers will every once in a while say, oh, there goes another rocket. Mm-hmm. And the camera in-game will pan up to a rocket going through the night sky. It's pretty crazy. I like the attention to detail in it. It's it's a lot different than Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into it. And the journey of, like, hey, let me go to Texas State first and build my resume before I go to, like, the big programs. Like, that's pretty cool. All right, so maybe what are the chances? 20%. There's, like, a 20% chance I get the game today.
That's going to be up to, like, 60 by the time you leave.
Mm.
I'm going to get you there.
I don't know. Might be a good golf simulator day. No?
That you do that in the winter, too.
Yeah, but what's the difference? I do both in the winter.
You might as well just go do regular golf.
I do both in the winter. Regular golf today sounds horrendous for how humid it is out, and it's going to probably be raining all day. No, I'm not doing that. College football. How far away is college football? When's week zero? There's a game in Ireland always, right? Okay, we're still 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. Florida State and Georgia Tech will play August 24th at noon in Ireland. So we'll have that in a couple of weeks. 803-0550 is the phone number. We came in with that CeeDee Lamb highlight. The latest receiver drama in the NFL is revolved around CeeDee Lamb and also Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, who... The Cowboys are this weird entity right now where they are the biggest brand in the sport. They attract all sorts of players. Von Miller admitted, before I think he had even played a game for the Bills, admitted that he wanted to go to Dallas and that he would have taken less from the Cowboys to go play for Dallas and was still wondering if he made the right decision when he was on the plane ride to Buffalo. The Cowboys have this allure, but they have an owner that I feel like more and more is just too old school when it comes to paying players. And it hasn't cost him yet. That needs to be pointed out. Like, they have not... I'm trying to think. Has there been a big name guy that they've missed out on because of their weird contract money type of policies and philosophies? Maybe Amari Cooper.
They lost Tony Pollard.
Would be the example. They lost Tony Pollard as a running back, yeah. But Cooper might be the name. Cooper was already paid, but that was a weird one. Maybe it's a little different. But Prescott, they've now done this twice with, where Dak, few years ago, wanted the big quarterback contract like they all do and they all get. Jared Goff just got one. Tua just got one. Trevor Lawrence. Everybody gets their money. For some reason, Dak has had to wait longer than any other quarterback. And now it's happening again to him, where he's going into a contract year and Prescott is wanting to get paid. And he's not the only one. Micah Parsons is going to want to get paid soon, and he's already talked about that. And Lamb, CeeDee Lamb, who was already in the fifth-year option of his deal. He is in the final year of his contract. He is 25 years old, and he is coming off a season of 135 receptions, 1,700 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He is one of the league's premier wide receivers. One of the best in the sport. And there is no reason that I can see not to pay him. And yet, what did we get from Jerry Jones yesterday? Jerry Jones does a media scrum outside of Cowboys training camp and gets asked about contract talks with CeeDee Lamb. And Jerry Jones says, quote, "I don't have any urgency to get it done." Imagine saying that. On one hand, I can respect that there's a guy out there in the league, an owner out there in the league that talks all the time and just, you know, shoots from the hip. That gives you interesting thoughts, gives you honest opinions, I can get down with that on some level, but you also get a view into some of the dumb things, and I feel like this is one of those. Why in the world would you not have any urgency to get it done? And then CeeDee Lamb sees the tweet and just a simple quote tweet of LOL, period.
Did you see what Micah Parsons did too?
What did Micah Parsons do?
He retweeted the quote tweet and he was like, okay, kind of in agreement with CeeDee Lamb.
Sure, right? How could you not be? How do you not have any urgency to get a contract done with a guy who just led the league in receptions and had almost 1,800 yards through the air? Wild. So, listen, I do not think he will eventually be traded. I think what ends up happening here, maybe this is Jerry Jones, you know, ego on display here, more than it even is like, oh, some bygone philosophy of, well, you don't pay players until you have to. Because they'll have the franchise tag. And Lamb, as his contract expires at the end of the year, they can tag him technically twice. Two more years of control. So it might be an ego thing. It might be Jerry Jones thinking, CeeDee Lamb, you're not leaving the Cowboys. You're not bypassing on the opportunity to wear this uniform, to wear this star and this helmet, because you become a bigger star when you're a Cowboy. It does happen that way. You got to give it to him for not winning a darn thing for 30 years. They constantly churn out star players, big names. And like their brand does that. They are the team that is talked about the most on TV. They are the team that's talked about the most on national radio. They are the team that's on prime time the most, right? They are the team that gets more of their players' broadcast jobs in retirement than any other team by far. Think of that. Everyone, all the former Cowboys get a crack at it. Tony Romo is in the booth right now for CBS. Aikman's in the booth. Emmett Smith had a turn at the booth. Michael Irvin was on TV for 20 years. Everybody gets a shot at it. Everybody. The Cowboys, there's a value. Jerry Jones would think there's a value to playing here. So you're not leaving. You're not doing anything. But it is fun to dream about him actually saying, okay, yeah, you think I'll never leave, Jerry? Watch this. Because I'll be honest, I wanted to believe for a year that Brandon Ayuk would actually get out of San Francisco. And there always was this little reminder of, no, he's not leaving. It's just a contract thing. He's just trying to get his money. All of this is trying to gain leverage. But now we've arrived at a point where it actually feels like Ayuk is getting traded. It would be surprising to me at this point if he didn't. And maybe Lamb could arrive at the same destination. All that, though, like I saw Bills fans tweeting about Lamb yesterday, and it's disappointing that this Lamb thing's happening now, but Ayuk too, that the Bills are in this spot where they can't afford to make a trade like that right now. They might want to, and I'm sure they would know the worth of you plug in a CeeDee Lamb to your offense with Josh Allen and, like, watch out. Holy cow. The combination that could be. Like, draft that dude number one in fantasy if he ever ends up on the Buffalo Bills. But they can't. The money isn't there. So, you know, the preseason's getting going tomorrow. The season's about to start. No, I don't think people want to spend a lot of time on like what their next number one receiver move is. But it is something that I think about a lot. Like, what's the next move? Because I've said a few times on this show that they are set up next offseason to go get the next Brandon Ayuk. The next time a player like that, a legit number one receiver, hits the market, the Bills will be in a much, much better spot to go get that guy in 12 months or 9 months, whenever the offseason kicks in next year. They'll be in a good position for that. It doesn't seem like Ayuk, though, will be available. He's going to get traded now. And he'll wherever he gets traded, he's going to sign. So in a year, he's not one of your options, or at least shouldn't be. I saw that Lamb tweet yesterday, and my first thought was, guys, not yet. Please, not yet. Cool it. Take a chill pill. Don't let it get ugly now. Get ugly in a year. You know, Lamb's elite. I would dream of him somehow becoming available and the Bills landing him. It would be incredible. Not yet, dude. Don't get out of there yet. Because if it gets real ugly now, and I don't think it will. I think it's almost a 0% chance he's going to get out now. But just chill. Because if you and the owner start trading barbs back and forth, and it gets ugly, I'm not ready for you. If I'm Brandon Bean, I'm saying I'm not ready for you. Let it happen in a year. Let it happen at the beginning of next offseason, where it gets so ugly that the Cowboys do what? Like, again, it's even hard for me to see them doing it in a year. I love the player. I love the idea. I love the dream about it. What would have to happen? What would really have to happen? Because they've got three star players that they're all going to have to pay. And they've got a head coach that I kind of feel like is just, he's just waiting to be fired. Mike McCarthy, I think, is just waiting to be fired. And they're in a weird spot. Like, they are the Cowboys, and I do want to relate this to the Bills, because there's another receiver that I think you should spend more time thinking about as an idea for the Bills, not even next offseason, maybe in the middle of this season, that's more realistic than CeeDee Lamb. I'll get to that in a second. But on the Cowboys, and like, what are the odds Lamb could actually ever become available? By the way, I don't know if I have this right. I think the Bills, because of the way the cap works, and, you know, once the salaries are half paid and the cap hits are lower midway through the year, I think there would be more available to them at the trade deadline at wide receiver. Like, I don't know that they could fit Lamb in. Might be close. Maybe they could. But they might be able to. If you look at the Cowboys build, Dak is up. Lamb's about to be up. Parsons is about to be up. McCarthy is waiting to be fired. Like, what's the move there? What's the future there? They're kind of built like this is it. You three, you four. The coach, the quarterback, the receiver, the pass rusher. They're built like, hey, we could blow it up. We're not tied to any of you. Our four most important people underneath the owner. We're not tied to any of you. And if you go out there and you disappoint again, whether that's missing the playoffs entirely or, you know, replicating what they did last year, which was a great regular season, and then they couldn't beat a lot of good teams. They were the NFC's version of the Dolphins a little bit, and then they got to the playoffs and they got smacked 48-32 by the Green Bay Packers. What happens if that happens again?
Were they banking on Trey Lance to become something?
I don't think so.
I mean, they trade for a young quarterback that was drafted high, and if he becomes something, you don't have to worry about Dak leaving because you have another guy in the system.
Yeah, here's the it's tough. Like, I was a Trey Lance fan. He hasn't played though. This actually gets to my second part of the point. Like, that's a question I'd be willing to ask if this was any other team, any old team. The Cowboys, though, I can't ever see them saying, let's tear it down and let's go through a little rebuild here. They're the Dallas Cowboys. They're not doing that. Are they drafting a rookie quarterback to replace Dak Prescott? And what? They're going to go young and cheap and start to build it back? You could even look at it from Jerry Jones' age perspective. Is Jerry Jones, who is still calling the shots, he's still the GM, he's running the team at 81 years old. I don't know how longer he thinks he's going to do that. He's gonna go young like that. I can't see it. They have a $1 trillion stadium that they're gonna want to fill every game and have the best product possible. They're a different animal. So that's kind of why I don't actually think Lamb will ever become available to the Bills. I don't think he'll ever get there. They'll go through their drama, and if Lamb feels so offended by the way things have gone that he demands out, then we could have the conversation. But I'm not thinking CeeDee Lamb is ever becoming available. Real quick, I want to get to our AFC East conversation when we come back. Where do the Bills stack up at each position compared to the others in the division? The receiver that I actually think... I did mention this last week, maybe while we were at training camp. The receiver that I actually think could become available, that's an idea for the Bills down the road once they have more cap space, and if they still feel like, you know, or if they would want then to feel like they need a number one wide receiver or want a number one wide receiver, keep an eye on Seattle. Keep an eye on Seattle. Metcalf makes sense. DK Metcalf, next offseason will be going into the final year of his contract. And he will be 27 years old. And Seattle, I it might depend on how their season goes. I can see their season going poorly. Geno Smith at quarterback. They have a really bad offensive line. They're kind of hitting the reset button with a new head coach in Mike McDonald. Like, that's even maybe a deadline idea. If the Seahawks, and I think the Bills would have an easier time. I know they would. That's how the cap works. They would have an easier time as a deadline move than now. Now I don't even think they could really do it. Metcalf, who will have 1 year left on his contract next year and will want an extension, no doubt. If the Seahawks season is going off the rails or they're just bad and you reach deadline time and they're like 3-5, 3-6, and maybe they've switched quarterbacks, right? There's some talk Sam Howell could get in there eventually during the year. I could see him getting traded. That one, to me, way more realistic of an idea than CeeDee Lamb. If you're out there daydreaming about CeeDee Lamb, like, I understand, he's an elite receiver. I think DK Metcalf is way more likely to get traded in the next 12 months than CeeDee Lamb is. 803-0550 is the phone number. Where do the Bills stack up position by position in the AFC East? They're in a transition year. How much do they actually fall behind the other teams in the division outside of quarterback? We'll get to that when we come back. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White is off today. We'll have Adam Krautwurz coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some fantasy. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The truth is, while Stephon Diggs has been the number one option in this offense, we saw in the second half of the season last year when his role was diminished after Joe Brady took over as the offensive coordinator, the offense didn't really lose a beat. Invested a great deal in that offensive line, and I think James Cook really emerged last season. You saw them lean more on Dalton Kincaid, who was their first tight end. Young tight ends tend to be better years two or three, so I only expect him to develop further. And that's with, of course, without even getting to their addition in the first round this year, Keon Coleman. I think that this offense might have some ups and downs in the first part of the season, but by the second half of the season, I think they'll be as good as any offense in the NFL, which is what they've been for the last 3 years, a top three offense by any metric.
That is Mina Kimes on the Bills offense. I heard her doing her podcast with Ben Solak the other day, and they were doing their NFL like award picks, both a favorite, their favorite award pick, and then also a dark horse pick. And one of her favorite dark horse ideas for awards is Coleman to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I don't think that's all that likely. I think Caleb Williams is going to win that award. He's basically an even money favorite to win that award, so would not be surprising at all if he does. Coleman winning it maybe. He would need to have, well, more than anything, he would need to have the quarterbacks not perform well. Like, Caleb Williams would have to fall well short of expectations. He would need Jaden Daniels to not do anything crazy with Washington. And then, man, for him to beat out the other receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, these dudes are going to get fed 100-plus targets easy. Like, Coleman, do you think he's got a shot at that, a prayer at that award? He's got to have 15 touchdowns. Minimum 15 touchdowns. So, dark horse idea for that award would be, you know, kind of crazy. I like Ladd McConkey more for that, because I could see him being the number one weapon, getting 100 whatever targets with Justin Herbert as his quarterback. Like, to me, there's more room for McConkey to get the big numbers than Coleman. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy White's off today. I was looking at the AFC's depth charts a little bit. Let's figure this out real quick. Next, let's take the next 10 minutes. Josh, let's figure out, where do the Bills rank in the division at each position? Quarterback's easy. We can start right there. They're number one. They are number one in the division. At quarterback, it's not even close. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy and is playing at an MVP level, it will really surprise me. He hasn't done it in 3 years. Last year, missed all of injury, and then the year before that, he was just kind of a guy. He was a game manager. 26th in the NFL in QBR. 2 years ago in Green Bay. So Allen, number one. That's easy. Where do the Bills rank in the division at all the other positions? All right, let's go running back. James Cook.
Second.
Behind Breece Hall.
Yeah.
So here would be my other point here to make. Miami has two guys, which I think would have me put the Dolphins ahead. You get Mostert and you get Achane. Achane is going to be, I think, a revelation. I think the Dolphins are going to need him because they're going to need a counterpunch. They got figured out a little bit as the season went on. And I think they need Achan to be what he was in the couple of starts that he had, but for a full season. And if he does that, I think he's a top flight running back in the league. So I would go Bills are third. I think the Dolphins are better with Mostert. Tight end. Gotta be number one. Easy number one. If they didn't even have Kincaid, I might want to argue they're number one.
I mean, who are they competing with?
Right. The Jets, it's Tyler Conklin. The Dolphins, it's Jonnu Smith.
I don't know. I mean, Jonnu Smith, like...
always kind of fallen short, though.
Yeah, he's never met expectations.
And then New England is where a tight end? England right now...
Is that Smythe guy?
That's Smythe guy. I love that. Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. What? I thought he
Kincaid.
Was on the Patriots.
Kincaid being on the Bills are number one. I'm going to go offensive line as a whole. And this is where I really like the Bills for this. I think I might want to put them number one offensive line as well. Like the Jets, because of the injuries, I don't trust it. Miami lost pieces, and they have a new center. Like Miami is definitely not going to be the answer. I like to trust Pro Football Focus, though. When it comes to offensive line rankings, this is one where it's close enough where I am going to go with the Bills, though. I just told you, like, the Jets with injuries, Tyron Smith, Morgan Moses, Elijah Vera Tucker, all these guys have had major injuries. And the Bills don't have that. Like, Dawkins, knock on wood, Dawkins has been relatively healthy, and McGovern has been healthy, and Torrance, and Brown is the one. Brown is the one with, he's had back issues and shoulder issues, but he hasn't missed significant time. How many games has he actually even missed? Any? The Jets guys miss all the time. And PFF has them close enough. They have the Bills 8th and the Jets 5th. And that's just on, like, if they were all healthy. So, I'm going Bills. I'm going to go injury factor that the Bills are number one. If you're wondering where PFF has the other teams in the Bills division, they have the Patriots 28th. That's crazy, right? New England, the 28th best offensive line going into the season, and they have Miami 18th. So I'm going Bills number one. So I've got Bills number one at quarterback, number one at tight end, number one offensive line. Wide receiver.
Three. They're better than the Patriots. Like, no doubt about that, right?
I think no doubt about that right now. I don't think they have to be by the end of the year. Like, because it's two rookies in New England, Jalen Polk went, like, what, one pick after Keon Coleman? And Javon Baker looks really good at camp. He was a big stat darling going into the draft. And then I think Demario Douglas is a very good slot receiver. But, come on, a lot of that's unproven. And the Bills, sure, Coleman's unproven. But I've got a guy in Curtis Samuel where I know what the floor looks like for him. And that's better than what the Patriots have right now. And I think Shakir puts them over the top. So I'll go, I think Bills are third at wide receiver. So is, like, look at that. First, third. This is the division specifically. Defense. All right. Let's go defensive line. The Jets are going to be number one here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the Bills got to be second here. Over the Dolphins, though.
Are they above the Dolphins? The Jets, by the way, Quinnen Williams, Jermaine Johnson, Hassan Reddick, even though he's still not practicing, right? They still are trying to figure out that contract.
Yeah, I was going to say, he still doesn't have a contract.
So I guess he doesn't count. Play. Will McDonald, too. Like, they've got talent. It's the Jets number one. The Patriots, too. Like, they have a contract thing of their own. They are trying to figure out Matthew Judon's deal. But between Matthew Judon, Christian Barmore, I'll agree with you, the Bills over the Dolphins, because the Dolphins' top two defensive linemen, actually, no, they're definitely over the Dolphins. The Dolphins lost Christian Wilkins in free agency. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are on the injury shelf and probably are not going to start the year.
A linebacker, so, well, I guess.
No, he's a pass rusher. He's an edge rusher. So I think they're definitely above Miami. New England, I feel like New England is close. All right, we'll give the tiebreaker to PFF on this one. They've got New England 15th and the Bills 16th.
Wow. I don't think, I mean, looking at New England, with the whole thing with Matthew Judon, I think that takes a giant piece out of it.
All right.
He's there, they're above the Bills. But if he's not there, the Bills are above them easily.
You know, that's a good point. I'm going to try to figure out for this, how likely is it that Judon is going to be there?
I think it's pretty likely. I think it's going to get done.
Yeah.
Just off of just feeling. Because like, it just like feels like something they would be able to figure out with a new head coach, a new direction, and everything like that. I just think that if they make him like a centerpiece of that,
yep,
he's going to, you know, be like, okay, right, fine, I'll do that. You
all
know?
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. I'm going to predict Judon stays, and that'll have the Bills third. If Judon gets traded, I think they sneak above the Bills or sneak above the Patriots for second. But for now, we'll put third. Linebacker. See, this one's tough because we don't know how healthy Milano is. I saw Milano getting his left ankle worked on the other day. He went right back out there and was fine. Just the injuries, man. You got to wonder about the injuries with him. But Bernard is a stud.
And you have Dorian Williams coming into his second year, too.
Yep. How... Yeah, I liked Dorian Williams year one. He's got to get way more consistent, but that dude flies. But by the way, no doubt here, Jets are number one. The Jets defense, I mean, their front seven is elite. C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams, they're number one. Bills two. This is one area where like the whole division is pretty good. I don't think the Dolphins are great. Bills number two, that feels appropriate, right?
Yeah, I think so.
England's
it's funny
good
because I think all three of the other teams could be at number two.
Yep,
like they're all very even.
Juwan Bentley is a very good linebacker,
but if Matt Milano is Matt Milano, then it's
yeah,
a clear number two for the Bills.
Even I would say if Milano is 70%, 80% of Matt Milano, they're number two. If Milano's 100%, they could be number one, though.
You think so?
I know the Jets have two great linebackers.
I was going to say,
but
the Jets
so do the Bills. If Milano's healthy, so do the Bills. But I'll say Milano's injury puts them in just a question mark of what level he plays at. I think they're just a little bit behind the Jets. So I'll put second. Cornerback. I love the Bills' corners. I really do. But the Jets have Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, but it's just Sauce Gardner.
They've got DJ Reed.
Oh, that's
DJ
right.
Reed's a great nickel corner. I mean, the Bills have Taron Johnson, so... Actually, no, excuse me. DJ Reed's the outside. Michael Carter II is the nickel corner. You got to give it to the Jets.
I think it's just because Sauce Gardner is so established.
He is.
Even though it's like basically just him.
But he is the best corner in football.
Right. Yeah,
and that carries enough weight for me.
I think the Bills are second. Wait, what about the Dolphins?
No, they lost.
They have Javon. They're not. Well, they have
Jalen Ramsey.
But that's safety. They have Jalen Ramsey. They have Kader Kohou
and Kendall Fuller. No, Bills second.
Yeah,
Bills
yeah.
second for me. Taron Johnson is one of the best nickel corners in football, and right now I'm having a tough time figuring out what to do with Kyrie Elam because I think he deserves to play. But I don't know who you take off the field. There's no reason to take Rasul Douglas or Christian Benford off the field. But that's how good Elam's been that he's kind of pushing that conversation a little bit. The Bills are really good at corner. Jamarcus Ingram is the four. Looks actually pretty nice right now. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in on the Bills at corner. I'll put him second. Safety. Now, this is a problem right now for the Bills because of injury. So let's assume Damar Hamlin is starting the year as their starting safety opposite of Taylor Rapp. This could they be fourth here? The Jets, Chuck Clark, and Tony Adams. That's going to be ahead of the Bills. Miami, Javon Holland, Jordan Poyer.
Jordan Poyer has missed significant practices at Dolphins training camp.
Okay. Okay.
Like, he's still kind of dealing with something. At least that's what they're. That's what the.
So it's almost like the same as Mike Edwards on that front a little
right.
bit.
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Javon Holland though is a star and Taylor Rapp is not. So I go Dolphins above them. And then New England, Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar. All right, I think this is where the Bills are fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, what a difference that is, because they've been first.
To be fair, that's
every
where they
year.
Lost the most, really. In this past year, that's where they've lost the most star power, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yep. All right. How do we feel about that? If I just run it down, without quarterback first, running back third, tight end first, offensive line first, wide receiver third, defensive line third, linebacker second, corner second, safety fourth. Did that come out better than you thought it would?
For a team in
or
transition,
about would,
that's pretty good.
Or would you think that's about where it was expected? The offense, seeing three first, just saying. And that's all my opinion. Let me know. If you disagree with any of those, give us a call. 803-0550 is the phone number. Did I put them too low or too high at any of those position groups? We got Adam Krautwurst coming up at 8 o'clock. Excited to talk some fantasy here on a Friday, August 9th. I mean, we are right in the dead heat of fantasy draft season, as it's fantasy draft month here in August. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. This is WGR. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. So, the plane, this coming in from the New York Post the last couple minutes, the plane that was carrying the Carolina Panthers and staff back from New England this morning slid off the taxiway and into the mud at Charlotte International Airport. No injuries reported, though. So, good. No injuries reported for the Panthers. Man, nothing go right there. I watched a little bit of that game yesterday, New England and Carolina, and I turned it off after probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes, more like 10 minutes, because just, it was all three-yard runs, punt, like just was not good football. And also, I tuned in to see Drake May. They played Drake May six plays. Brissett played the opening drive, Drake May got the second drive, and that was it. And they put in Bailey Zappi, who got booed coming in, although that was probably because they were taking Drake May out. And then Joe Milton got in, I saw later, but I was only tuning in to see Drake May, and he only got like six plays. The cool thing about the broadcast that New England was doing for that preseason game last night, it wasn't a traditional broadcast. There was no play-by-play man. It was both Devin and Jason McCourty, Brian Hoyer, and then one of their former coaches, too. So you had three former players and a former coach just hanging out in a room. It was like the Manning cast. They were sitting in a room watching the game together, just chatting about it. No play-by-play. They were breaking down some plays, though, that was really cool. Preseason, especially. Yeah, give me that. And I was thinking, like, who would you want for the Bills for that? You could have, for like a preseason broadcast,
LeSean McCoy,
to mix it up. Yeah, like four guys that have either coached or played for the Bills that you could watch in a room, do just hang out, talk, watch the game. I think I'd want Thurman in there.
I'm just thinking personalities, like LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
Those guys would be funny.
Yeah, give me two old school. Give me two 90s guys. Give me two like drought guys. Give me like Tasker and Thurman. And then give me... I like your LeSean McCoy pick. McCoy and Fitz. Oh, Fitz. Easy, right? 100%. You got to get Fitz involved. Time out here. Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy. He's actually going to the fantasy football convention today that's in Canton, Ohio. We'll talk some fantasy, how drafts are unraveling as training camp has begun. What should we be paying attention to? What should we be adjusting? We'll get to that with Adam when we come back here on WGR.
For the the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. So, the plane, this is coming in from the New York Post the last couple minutes, the plane that was carrying the Carolina Panthers and staff back from New England this morning slid off the taxiway and into the mud at Charlotte International Airport. No injuries reported, though. So, good. No injuries reported for the Panthers. Man, nothing go right there. I watched a little bit of that game yesterday. New England and Carolina. And I turned it off after probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes. More like 10 minutes, because just, it was all three-yard runs, punt. Three-yard runs, punt. Like, just was not good football. And also, I tuned in to see Drake May. They played Drake May 6 plays. Brissett played the opening drive. Drake May got the second drive, and that was it. And they put in Bailey Zappi, who got booed coming in, although that was probably because they were taking Drake May out. And then Joe Milton got in, I saw later, but I was only tuning in to see Drake May, and he only got like 6 plays. The cool thing about the broadcast that New England was doing for that preseason game last night, it wasn't a traditional broadcast. There was no play-by-play man. It was both Devin and Jason McCourty, Brian Hoyer, and then one of their former coaches, too. So you had three former players and a former coach just hanging out in a room. It was like the Manning cast. They were sitting in a room watching the game together, just chatting about it. No play-by-play. They were breaking down some plays, though, that was really cool. Preseason, especially. Yeah, give me that. And I was thinking, like, who would you want for the Bills for that? You could have, for, like, a preseason broadcast,
LeSean McCoy,
to mix it up. Yeah, like, four guys that have either coached or played for the Bills that you could watch in a room, do just hang out, talk, watch the game. I think I'd want Thurman in there.
I'm just thinking personalities, like LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
Those guys would be funny.
Yeah, give me two old school. Terrell Owens. Give me two 90s guys. Give me two like drought guys. Give me like Tasker and Thurman, and then give me... I like your LeSean McCoy pick. McCoy and Fitz. Oh, Fitz. Easy, right? 100%. You got to get Fitz involved. Time out here. Adam Krauer's full-time fantasy. He's actually going to the fantasy football convention today that's in Canton, Ohio. We'll talk some fantasy, how drafts are unraveling as training camp has begun. What should we be paying attention to? What should we be adjusting? We'll get to that with Adam when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.